This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC, and I'm Vic Vella. Colorado saw record-breaking temperatures across the state Friday in the second heat wave of the summer. Denver hit 98 degrees, tying a record. But meteorologist Caitlin Mensch says after yesterday, it's not going to be as hot around the city.
Good to look forward to a little bit cooler weather for the weekend. And going into next week, it looks like we are seeing a trend towards those 90-degree temperatures.
Grand Junction hit 107 Friday, breaking its all-time record of 106, and Pueblo reached 103 degrees, also breaking a record. Now, the western part of the state will cool off a little next week, but temperatures will still be more than 5 degrees above normal. As for today, fire danger remains very high out west. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
It's going to be hot and dry. Combine that with gusty winds, and the wildfire risk is high. Forecasters expect a large dry air mass to settle in over the western slope. When that dry air hits the San Juan Mountains, meteorologists say it could create gusty winds that fuel wildfires, especially in southwestern Colorado. The National Weather Service says rain is in the forecast, but not until later next week. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
And the Colorado Black Art Festival is back in person for the 35th year. It'll be held at Denver City Park today through tomorrow night. There's going to be food, live music, art, and all kinds of other things. And cooler temperatures for Denver today. Good festival weather. Highs in the mid-80s, low 80s for Colorado Springs. Isolated thunderstorms for the Central Mountains. This is CPR.